What's up, guys? How you doing? Welcome into today's episode. This is episode 98. I'm your host. Today we're going to talk about, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I'm going to freestyle. I'm gonna go with the flow. Let me see what I'm going to talk about today. Okay, let's see what we got today. Okay, so I just had a class with somebody from Morocco, and it's Ramadan time, Ramadan season. So it's a special time for the Muslims all around the world. During Ramadan, I was explained, well, I kind of know a little bit about Ramadan, but they fast from sunrise to sunset. It's not only about fasting with eating, but it's drinking as well. And I've never really did a Ramadan. I would like to do one day, but I don't know. I don't want to say I'm not self-disciplined, but this Ramadan is very, I would say, it takes a lot of will and, discipline, reflection, and empathy for those who are less fortunate. So I really would like to participate in something like that, but that no coffee thing for me is gonna. Maybe I could do with no water, but no coffee is crazy to me. So families wake up before dawn for a meal called sahur. I don't know if it's called something else in other countries, but I was told it's called sahur because I know another Arabic or Muslim countries, you might call it something else. And they break fast after the sunset. And it's funny, or it's not funny, because the Ramadan, it's not just on one specific time of the year, right? It's not one specific date, right? So it might be in the summer, or it might be in the, like right now, it's the spring, kind of like winter, spring. So obviously, when it's the summer time, and you have more sunlight, it's longer days, so it's more difficult. So I think this is a great time for the Muslims because it's not summertime, so you have shorter days a little bit, right? Imagine if you were a Muslim and you were in Barcelona or like Iceland. I would move if I was Muslim. I would never like, nope, I cannot stay in Barcelona, guys. I have to, because in these cities, I know that they have like sunset or sunrise at like 7 a.m. I don't know, 6 a.m. and then sunset at like 10 p.m. It's crazy. I would never want to do Ramadan in the summertime. But yeah, so families wake up before dawn for a meal called the sahur, and then at the sunset, the meal is called the iftar. If I'm saying that correctly. So it's not about just fasting through food. It's time for prayer, reading the Quran, spending time with your loved ones. Many people give back to the charities. They help those in need during this month. So it's a time of reflection and, helping out, helping others, helping your fellow human, right? And I guess it depends on where you are in the world, because I guess Muslims in America experience Ramadan differently from Muslims in like Morocco or Egypt, because it's more of like a family thing as opposed to in America, where it's like, yeah, it's family, but it's not like how it is in Morocco or these other countries, maybe Iran or somewhere. So families decorate their homes, I was told. They decorate the mosques. The mosques are full of worshipers, and the streets are alive with lights and decorations. So yeah, it's a time for celebrating with togetherness, compassion. I think it's a great holiday, right? It's a great holiday, a time to just a month of just being with your family, just showing love, right? So shout out to the Muslims. And another thing too, I want to talk about, cherish, guys, the unexpected moments. I would say life is full of surprises, right? Some good, some not so good, right? But it's how we handle them and how we deal with these things that truly matter. So enjoying the time with your family, regular time with your family, enjoying a meal, laughing over silly jokes, just enjoying that moment, maybe surprise a friend or being, just cherish the moments, because in the last week there's been a lot of just negative news in the media. In the United States, there's a bridge in Baltimore City. It's called the Prince Andrew's Bridge or something. It's a very, very traffic heavy bridge in Baltimore City, and in the middle of the night, 2 a.m. I don't know, 3 a.m. the bridge was hit by a boat, and then the bridge just collapsed. So people were working on that bridge, people were driving through that bridge, people were trying to go home from work, people were trying to, go to work, maybe do something, right? And then the bridge was hit by a boat and it just collapsed. And just people were just on that bridge and just collapsed into the water. And that's something that you can't predict, right? Like life is full of surprising events, right? Similar to it was like in Russia and Moscow, I don't think, like last week, there was like a shooting and like some concert. And it happens in America too, right? It was like you can go to the movies, you can go to a concert, you can go to church sometimes, right? And something happens where it's unexpected and something happens and you're just not here tomorrow. So just cherish those moments with your family and just stay positive. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say for this podcast. See, I didn't have a lot of things I wanted to say. I have nothing specific to say, but I ended up saying a lot. So hopefully you guys have a great rest of your day, great rest of your night, and I'm gonna catch you guys in the next episode.